Well, everyone, thank you very much this morning for sharing. I think that was a it's a great start to the call, and wanted to kind of turn things over now to our guest speakers, Neil and Dylan. Neil and Dylan were interns this past summer for Service Space, and they had actually written in, and I will give them the opportunity to sort of tell the full story of kind of how they made their journey over to Service Space. But they had written in, and we're 14 years old now, old enough, and we're ready to step things up, and they wanted to dedicate themselves to be interns for Service Space. And so it was a really a wonderful. And when I had the when Nipun had asked if I'd like to take the opportunity to be able to join as one of the mentors along with him and Kanchan, I was really thrilled, really taken aback. Partly because I absolutely love kids and obviously love the organization. But part of me, and this is something I didn't realize till much later on, there was sort of, I guess, an ego aspect to it. I was like, oh, great, I get to teach these young kids something about this world, or about how to be. And as the summer started to go on, as we started to have our weekly calls, as we started to go through their assignments and whatnot, the more and more I ended up being the intern. I think all of us probably could agree that, we ended up becoming the interns, learning from these two just wonderful, wonderful individuals. And so very excited to have this call. Very excited for Neil and Dylan to be with us today before they quote unquote go on tour. And they've been asked to do a couple of speaking engagements, and so are very lucky that we are going to be the first of their many, what will surely be many stops. And so wanted to again turn the focus to Neil and Dylan, and we're going to kind of talk about their set of experiences within three sort of contexts. One, kind of growing up, how they've sort of come to this sort of journey. We're going to ask them to share some stories about their summer, and then we'll briefly talk about what they've been doing since the internship and how their life has sort of shifted because of that. And so, Neil, Dylan, I would love, you guys could kind of take turns and tell us a little bit about your personal stories, your personal service journeys, a little bit about yourselves, and then kind of your experiences with kindness or generosity, and then a leading up to how you guys have became interns this past summer.
So how's it going, everybody? Okay, I guess you guys can't respond to that question right now, but okay, so a little bit about me. My name is Neil Fechte. I'm 15 years old, and I love making films, spreading kindness, working with Service Space, going to school, all the things that a kid would do. But I feel like just from a young age, I've had a lot more. Hello?
Yeah, we can still
Yeah?
hear you.
Well, I feel like from a young age, I've had a lot of exposure that most kids have kind of lacked with, kindness and generosity and all of these ideas. And I think that that has really made me who I am today. And it has changed the way that I see so many things. Like, most people would have to, or would not have to, but would usually not talk to certain kinds of people because of the way they look or because of the way that they act. But I feel like because of all this work with Service Space, I have been able to sort of look at people for who they are versus what they look like or how they talk or anything like that. And I think that has been a great growing moment for me.
Wonderful. I guess if you could share a little bit about how you, about your service journey before you came to the internship this summer. Maybe if you can share some stories about kindness, generosity, something, what cued you to even bring you to wanting to be an intern? Maybe that's something that you
Well,
can answer as well.
Okay, so I have one specific story, which is from my 10th birthday party. I had decided to do sort of like a water fight thing at first, but then I talked to Nipunbai, and he had a great idea of doing this kindness car wash thing. So basically, we'd bring in cars and we'd wash them for free, and it was such a great experience. I mean, I had a great time, and the whole thing was, wet and wild, and it was really like a growing experience for me. I feel like I met so many new people that day. I got to learn more about how to make people feel better, and it was a great experience.
Dylan,
how about yourself?
Okay, should I start with an introduction about myself?
Absolutely.
Okay, so my name is Dylan, and I am also 15. I am the other intern that took place this summer. And my passion in this world is definitely simple things like photography, sharing my views and like my opinions about any little thing in life, having fun, talking to people, just like little random kind of things, and spreading kindness too, definitely. And so now should I talk about my inspiration?
Please.
Okay. So I was I've been good family friends with Neil for since childhood, and a local place we would hang out was the Hindu temple. And this one Sunday, there was a guest speaker, and it was Nipunbai, and he gave a talk about his like journey in India and like all he does with what was formerly Charity Focus and now Service Space. And that truly inspired Neil and I, and like we would always like Neil and I would look at each other, and like in our heads we're like, eventually when we are old enough we should talk to Nipunbai about how we can also help in the community. And during the period of time, like till our summer internship, Neil and I did community service, and we just read more about Charity Focus, found out about what it really is, and like how we could help out and like all that we could do. So then, in about like May or April, Neil and I contacted Nipunbai, and we were like told to like analyze a whole bunch of like videos and like read articles and like pass smiles on, and like it truly was like eye-opening for Neil and I. And like with this, we moved and like transitioned from a state of where we used to do community service, or at least me for the hours, because it was like mandatory in school, and to a place like where Neil and I realized that we're not going to do community service because we want to pass school or because we need the hours, but because we truly want to, and we can feel like all the greatness from like spreading kindness. So that's kind of like what inspired Neil and I, and how we got inspired to do what we did over the summer and hopefully continue to do.
Great, wonderful. One of the things that Neil and Dylan did as interns over the summer, they were required to, and I wouldn't say required, but they were given various tasks. And each week, they had to, their part of their weekly assignment was to do a step it up act of kindness. They were sometimes given a weekly reading in which they were to sort of reflect upon. And then in addition to that, they had a number of different sort of projects that they had to kind of do along the way. Some of them involved working with Karma Kitchen. Some of them involved, some of their passions, including photography for Dylan, filmmaking for Neil, and then seeing how they could sort of bring some of that stuff together. And so Neil and Dylan, we were hoping you could share some of those stories from this past summer, talking about some of those key assignments. You guys were required to do these step it up acts of kindness, for example. And how did you guys feel? You guys were 14 years old, about a year at the time. You guys were not, used to doing this type of activity all the time. And so, naturally, there may have been some kind of fear or hesitation. So if you can just tell us about some of those experiences, maybe some of the first things that you guys tried, you know, near the beginning of your internship, and how you guys felt and sort of the shift in some of your thoughts.
Well, you know, when we first started the internship, we were both a little bit nervous about what we were going to do, and we weren't really sure how things were going to run. So, you know, one of the first things that Nipunbhai and Gunshan and Amitbhai had said was, you guys need to write down your goals and your expectations for the internship. So my five goals, or four goals, were: one, to help people or share a smile; two, to get a deeper knowledge of generosity; three, work on my filmmaking skills; and four, make some inspirational documentaries. I think the first one, being help people, was definitely one where I excelled in, because the whole internship, it felt like, even though, you know, there was other like camps that we were doing over the summer, it felt like that summer was just about kindness, and the whole thing was just small acts of kindness. And it was really great because I always was surrounded by people who were smiling and rarely was around people who were unhappy. Number two was to get a deeper knowledge of generosity. And I feel like I did get a deeper knowledge of generosity, but there's always more to be learned. And I want to keep on doing this so that I can really master this idea of generosity and kindness. Number three was to work on my filmmaking skills. And I definitely did this through some video blogs that we made on our website. And I really got to learn more about angles and camera work. And I think by the end of the internship, I was a lot better than when I started. Number four was to make some inspirational documentaries. Now, unfortunately, I didn't really make documentaries, but I was able to make some short films, from Karma Kitchen to longboarding in the streets of Berkeley, to even one that we made, which was the Trackable Smile Cards video. And all of these were really great projects because they incorporated two things that I love, which are kindness and filmmaking. And it was a great internship. And I feel like I did accomplish all the goals that I wanted to.
Okay, so now it's me, Dylan. And like Neil said, in the beginning of the summer, or when we started, we were definitely a bit nervous. And like, you know, the guidance that Amitbhai, Kanchan, and Nipunbhai gave us was really definitely helpful. And like their view, like the homework we were given, like a reaction to the article of the week or the stories or ideas that we read about on Help Others and all of that, like, that all definitely had a positive effect on us and kind of like set us into place. And it's like the seeds of a like plant, like that's how like our foundation was based, and slowly the roots spread and we grew our stem and then our leaves and everything. And then something that I would say would be like letting the seed sprout was the creation of the internship goals, which Neil and I created. They were both different, but they were fairly similar. I had five, and they were: use what I do best to help others, and in return, exchange what they do best, and then do random acts of kindness on a daily basis, and then share the smiles I have with everyone, and in exchange, hopefully get a smile, spread kindness in the world and with teens, and then finally share my actions with others on a blog, which Neil and I did over the summer, and also with photography and cinematography. So with number one, use what I do best to help others, like often when like Neil and I would have conversations with people, right, we would just like tag them with like an act of kindness, and then like show them like photos Neil and I have taken, and like include kindness in all of that, and like, you know, help others realize what like the greatness of kindness is, and exchange, people would like give us their feedback and like be like, oh, okay, this is good, we really like this and that, and in return they would give us their feedback and whatnot. So it was definitely like an exchange of knowledge, like we would give them knowledge and people would give us knowledge back. So that was really great. And now number two, doing random acts of kindness on a more daily basis. So Neil and I this summer, we were pretty much at each other's house as much as we could be. And with this, we would just make sure, to like keep smile cards on us. Like whenever we left for summer, we'd be like, okay, Neil, do you have your business card on you? Okay, yes, I have that. Dylan, do you have your smile cards? Okay, do you have your camera? Yes, I have my camera. Do you have your battery? Do you have that kind of thing, right? So whenever we go, we would like have this checklist and like, make sure to have those smile cards on us. And like with that, like Neil and I were able to do random acts of kindness and just, reading the word smile on the card, which was in the back pocket of our pants, or just thinking about generosity and like what we're doing was just helping us promote the random acts of kindness, and then later helped us create the trackable smile cards, which we'll talk about later. Number two was share the smiles I have with everyone. Smiling is a great way to communicate, in my opinion. Sometimes you just don't want to talk, and smiling was one of the ways often people, including me, would do this. So smiling was definitely a big part of my summer. Just those like little gestures that people make can like affect people so greatly. So that was definitely an accomplishment over the summer. Number four was spread kindness in this world. So with our blog and everything, Neil and I would like always transform our website, and like it definitely like got a new look over the summer. And we would like look at other websites, get inspiration from Service Space, and just talk about all of that. And then with our weekly homework and everything, we would make sure that we could blog about all of our ideas and thoughts, and like help people let people like be able to comment and share their ideas by emailing us or talking to us or even commenting on our blogs. And then finally was share my actions with others on the blog. So Neil and I, again, like I said, we had a blog, and we haven't been keeping up with it right now because of school and all that. But over the summer, writing definitely helped us. Like when you write, like you often like can develop or take a stand on your opinion about something. So we were like able to decide like how we could inspire like kindness in younger kids and like talk about like just kindness in general and all that. So that was definitely very cool. So those were my internship goals and kind of a good summary of how Neil and I accomplished it.
And that's wonderful, and I'm really glad that you guys shared that. So just for some of the folks on the call, one of the things that took us aback is just the excitement that Neil and Dylan sort of brought to the internship, and you can probably hear it in their voice and the way that they've been describing everything. I mean, they on their own, they put together their own sort of website, and even they took it even a step further, and they actually created business cards. We were, like, you're 14. I was like, I don't even have a business card. And to see them bring something like this together. And, so as we were looking at their business card, it seemed to have this sort of, kind of graphic on there that didn't, kind of looked very abstract. And we were like, well, what is this? And they were like, oh, that's a QR code. And we're like, well, what's a QR code? And it's like, oh, it's simple. You just scan it with your mobile phone, and it'll take you directly to wherever we've linked it to a website. And it links direct. So on their business card, they have this QR code, and you scan it with your smartphone, and all of a sudden you're transported to Neil and Dylan's website. And so we were just very much blown away by just the excitement that they brought, as well as the technology. And it was great because, that sort of led to one of their projects that they did, which was trackable smile cards. And so, Neil, Dylan, it was wonderful hearing your goals, and I'm glad to hear, obviously that you accomplished them. But I think what would be very nice for all the folks that are listening is to hear some of those assignments. Hear about some of the acts of kindness, whether it was the individual at school that was getting bullied. Perhaps maybe you can share a little bit about the time you guys were, I think, was it at Chuck E. Cheese or whatnot, and the games, little stories like that, and kind of walk us through some of those stories. And that, again, some of that, did you feel any hesitation inside? And then how did you guys feel afterwards? And then we can talk about the trackable smile card.
Okay, so one of the kindness sort of events that happened to me was it was like totally unplanned, and it wasn't even really like it was just sort of I was at a camp, and there was one kid, and he had a disability where he wasn't able to speak properly, and a lot of the other kids at that camp were you know making fun of him or weren't talking to him, and I was just wondering. Is it, you know, why would you do that? What's the point? And so, you know, I decided to go and talk to him. And, you know, I've never really done anything like that. I've usually been the one who just sits and watches. But this time I went up and I started talking to him. And he turned out to be the coolest guy ever. He was teaching me dance moves. And he was like rapping and freestyle everything. He was an amazing guy. He's still my friend today on my Facebook. You know, I'm really glad that I took that decision to go and talk to him. And I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it unless I had done this internship with Service Based and I had been thinking about this throughout the summer. So it was really great. And it was one of the few things, like one of the many things I should say, that really, you know, brought a smile to my face that summer.
So when you did, right, these kids were bullying this kid, and then you decided to go up and talk. How did all the other kids around you react?
At first, you know, they were kind of like, you know, what is this guy doing? Why is he talking to him? What's the point? And you know, so then I already knew the other ones, and I sort of explained to them that it wasn't right to treat him differently because of the way that he was talking or the way that he couldn't talk. So after I sort of explained that to them, you know, I think they kind of got it. And by the end, I think we were all friends and all together. It wasn't very divided. And it was a film camp. So we were all, you know, using different parts of our skills to work on the film. And, you know, he really helped out with some of the choreography because, you know, he's a great dancer. So that really helped.
Thank you. And Dylan, how about yourself? Were there any acts of kindness that you remember from the summer that kind of maybe put you, that was either very memorable to you or made you uncomfortable at first, perhaps, and then you ended up glad to be doing it?
Or even reflection from reading any of the readings or anything like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely have a few. So one of them was I have a big passion for triathlons and road cycling races. So I have my daily Saturday morning ride from my house to Stanford up to Skyline Boulevard. It's about a 60-mile bike ride. And normally what I carry on me is my diabetic medical supplies, my juice, and just, you know, emergency money for lunch and whatnot. And as I was going up past Stanford, there's this road called Skyline Boulevard, and I've had many experiences where I get flat tires, and I saw this old guy, like, he seemed like a great man, right? He was, like in that situation where he's stuck because he has a flat tire, and, like, but he had a grin on his face because he's like, you know, I can solve my problem, and he looked like he was struggling. So normally I don't stop in the middle of my bike rides because I'm at a pace and, you know, I don't like to get disturbed. But thinking back to my goal of spreading kindness and doing anonymous acts of kindness, I immediately thought, hey, why not stop, you know, use my lunch money and go to a bike shop that was about a mile and a half down and go get him a flat tire with some carbon, and like I can come back and give it to him and he'll be happy and he'll be able to continue his ride and maybe we can ride together. So I stopped and the guy was like, hey, do you have an extra tube? And I didn't have one on me. And I was like, oh, here, I don't have anything on me, but I'm going to go get you a flat. I'm going to go get you a tube to fix your flat tire. And like the expression on his face, he was like blown. He's like, whoa, has no one's ever done something like so little, but with such great effect on me. So I went to the store and I got the tube and I came back and this guy was still here. And he was just like in that awe, like, you know, like, because I'm still like 15 years old and he found out that I'm on a team called Team Type 1 and all that. And just like the conversation we like were able to have and like talk about kindness and all that. Like I gave him a smile card. He was just inspired by what like Neil and I do and like all the people at Service Base do. So I still email him every now and then, and we ride once in a while together. You know, we just catch up, and he's given me some of his kindness stories. Like in a race once, a car hit them apparently, and their whole like side was just like all like beat up pretty bad. So like he got off his bike, he said, during his race, and like, you know, he just went to go help the guy out, and he talked about to me later on like how he felt good by doing this, and like how kindness has changed his life, and how he hopes to continue kindness just like Neil and I do. Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. I was wondering if this is Nipun. I was wondering if you guys can share a little bit about your responses to some of the readings, like that one where you saw the bedrooms of kids around the world. And I mean, did that open up some things, or there were many readings. I don't know which ones kind of stood out for you, but just some thoughts and reflections, even beyond this idea of kindness. Were there other things that you kind of that made you go, hmm?
Yeah. Okay. So, one of the readings that really stuck out to me was definitely the bedroom one that Nipunbai was talking about. And this one was basically a story about different kids in different areas of the world and how they all have different, kind of bedrooms. And there were pictures and, little bios about these kids, and you could see the difference between, you know, somewhere like England and like some areas with poverty, and it was really quite interesting. But one thing that I wrote about in my response was how the bedroom of every single kid was one of the things that they cherished, because it was something that they all shared together. And you could really see that, because if you look at one of the areas in where it was like the slums and the kids were sharing rooms with like five or six other people, it was still, you know, it was their room, and it was one of the things that, you know, they could come home to. And that idea of home is really important, I think. And it was very inspiring.
That's great.
And Dylan, how about yourself?
So should I also talk about the, is there a particular article?
Just anyone that moved you, or may have potentially caused a shift in the way that you live, or even just the way you look at things now.
Okay, so the way I look at things, is it okay if I talk about Wednesday meditation?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, great. So Neil and I, like, we did a few Wednesday meditations, and they were definitely a lot harder than we thought they would be. And like when we walked into the room, right, like we could feel like all the quiet and all the calm and the peace. And Neil and I would often sit next to each other and be like the 14-year-olds that we were, and like laugh and text each other and like make each other laugh kind of thing. But then as time passed, like we understood that, you know, it's time to kind of grow up, and like how meditation actually helps. So like we made sure to like not have our phones out, turn them off, and have no technology, which was definitely very, very hard. And like you know, technology, we all rely on it so much that like putting it away for like a good 2 hours or 3 hours is definitely very hard. So that was one of the challenges Neil and I had over the summer. And definitely got to say, by the end of the summer, Neil and I were able to sit, not fully, but at least close our eyes and just sit peacefully without making any noise or laughing and, you know, disrupting others. So Wednesday meditations are definitely interesting, and like the circle of giving and like talking at the end, that was definitely a favorite, because Neil and I could reflect on our ideas in like about the articles. That was like the article of the week or the reading of the week. So that was definitely great. And then like that helped Neil and I understand that like when being kind, you must be very peaceful and very calm and take it very like slowly and like let it fall into place kind of thing.
Why do you think that is?
Well, so like if you think about it, right? When you're doing good, you want to have like a good attitude towards it. I mean, you can't be mean and be kind at the same time, right? That's kind of like an oxymoron. You can't have like a bad attitude and being kind, because then it's not real and then it's not true. And you know, like developing a sense of calm and peace when you're talking, like it's totally inspiring. Like sometimes when my mom like yells at me, right? She's like, "Go do your homework right now," kind of thing. And when she says, "Okay, take a 5-minute break, go eat something, go do your homework," like you know, like different moods like that set different kind of like feelings. So like I've been able to, from like day-to-day experiences, tell that being calm and like being very like mellow and very soft-spoken when telling someone something or when doing something great, it's definitely more like affecting and has a more like inspiration, I would say, on people than like having it with like a like not so great attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. That's some wonderful insight. I think we can all relate to being yelled at by our moms at some point. For certainly, I can raise both of my hands on that one. You know what was great is so now you take a look at some of these experiences, and you know the internship, you know, unfortunately, had to come to an end, and you take a look at what, you know, you guys had to transition back into just going back to school and whatnot. So tell us a little bit about what has stayed with you guys, you know, and how have you, you know, brought this, you know, it's easy to talk about kindness to a certain degree after you've tried to immerse yourself into it, and then you can maybe talk about it almost like a project. But kindness or generosity isn't a project. It isn't something that you do for, you know, a period of time or for a summer or for an internship. It's almost a way of life. And so, how have you guys incorporated into, or how have you guys looked at things, or has it caused any ripples with your friends or people at school?
Yeah, so like Neil and I, like that was definitely one of our goals and like something always kept in mind, making sure kindness was a lifestyle, like how Amit Bhai, Kanchan, and Nipun Bhai, like you know, kindness is like part of their lifestyle. It's a way of life, and that was the goal of Neil and I. And I'm sure that we got close to there, and we still do stuff to make sure that kindness is like an everyday thing, part of our life. So part of this is like at night, I still read stories on like help others, and I at night, like I used to pull out my iPad, and just before I go to sleep, I would be in the right mood and you know have a good night's sleep because of all the inspirational stories that I would read, and like all the kindness that I would read about just definitely set a great mood. So that's one way. Another way is like every little opportunity to be kind, just like even though like how angry I could be, or you know like how frustrating situations could be, like even with teachers or friends, you know, like taking it very slow and like being calm and remembering like the internship and like all that we learned from it, that definitely did help. And this led like to the creation of like the like gift studio Neil and I set up. Like we help others in taking photos and you know because that's what we like to do, and like creating videos for people by like making websites and all that. So my school came to find out about Neil and I, and they were truly inspired by like our internship and everyone at Charity Focus, because in my freshman year, the end of it, everyone, I showed everyone in the, like, it was an all-school assembly, and it was talking about generosity. So my whole school saw the Be Selfish, Be Generous video, which is definitely my favorite video in the world. And I just love watching that whenever I have free time, because it's just, like, so great. And everyone in my school saw it, and, you know, everyone, like, just got into Charity Focus, or they knew about it, and they understood like being nice to each other. So like my school was definitely like able to like understand what kindness is. So that's a way I spread kindness. And then just this December, like I said, when my school came to find out about my internet Charity Focus and like how I'm on Team Type 1 and Ride for the Cure for Diabetes, and like how we've won previous races, and like I've convinced my team to like when you win races, you get money to donate that money. So we got into that new kind of gift economy lifestyle. So that was definitely cool. And they awarded me with an award called Mr. Gratitude during our Christmas rally, and they granted Neil and I $1,000 to like a nonprofit or to an organization of which we felt would deserve it. And since I like biking, they gave me some biking gear, and for photography, they gave me like a tripod and little other stuff for photography. So that was really cool on like how like kindness has continued throughout my life, and I hope it continues to do how it has been doing.
Mr. Gratitude. Neil?
So, yeah, so I feel like kindness has really inspired me later on after the internship in the way that now whenever I feel like I have become sort of the next level mentor for a lot of people. I mean, my sister and, you know, kids at the Munder, and my mom's pointing to herself right now. But it's really all about the real goal that I feel like I had throughout this whole thing, which was to inspire kindness in teenagers. And, you know, that's one of the most difficult things to do because teenagers are very, you know, Dylan wrote a blog on this, but they have a very extrinsic motivation versus an intrinsic one. So it's very difficult to get them to, you know, do things for others without expecting anything in return. And I found even within myself, it was a very difficult thing to do. But as you sort of continue to do these things and you just don't question it, which is very important, it'll flow and you'll soon begin to realize the significance of what you're doing. And it really starts to get you more into it, and then you can do, you know, greater and greater things until you get to a point where you don't even have to think about it, and you're, you know, helping someone out with the dishes on a Wednesday, and you're, you know, doing all these acts of kindness. So I've really tried to, you know, promote this within teenagers and young kids, and I found it's pretty difficult to do. So Dylan and I are still trying to learn more about how we can help out these kids. But yeah, I think it's a great thing, kindness and generosity and all of the charity focused stuff. So, you know, that's where it's kind of taken me in the past year.
That's great. And we want to ask your mom, since we have the courtesy of having your mom there, we want to ask her a question later as well. But this is probably a good time for Q&A, just so we can hear from all kinds of people, especially those that may not have had a chance to get their voices heard, or if you just have a comment even, that's fair game. If you can, once again, just hit *6, if you have a question or a comment, you'll get in the queue, and we'll pop the queue just as we did last time. So if you have any thoughts, reflections, or questions, or even hard questions, you know, for Neil and Dylan, I think they'd be happy to field it all. So please hit *6. And while we do that, or while others do that, maybe we can ask a question to Neil's mom about what it was, what the summer was like, what the sort of transformation, you know, pre-summer, during summer, and post-summer has been like. If you just wanted to share some comments, Pinky, that would be great.
Sure. So for those of you that don't know me, Pinky, Sonar, anything goes, mom, I'm sitting right here in the room with Neil and Dylan. We're on our dining table, and it's just I'm reflecting back to the time when I was actually expecting Neil, and then Neil was about, I think, 5 or 6 years old when Neil and I both first went to help the homeless event in San Francisco, where we made sandwiches, and you know, we actually went out on the streets and we sat down with the homeless guy. We walked around, gave a few sandwiches, and then we were sitting. And I remember Neil actually said, "Mom, I'm hungry. Can I eat a sandwich too?" And I just looked at him and I thought, "Yeah, of course we can eat a sandwich." And we ended up actually sitting with one of the homeless guys that was there and talked to him and ate the sandwich. And, you know, at the time I wasn't clear on what the impact was going to be, but that was one of the many, many, you know, events that have kind of happened over the time, just like Neil said, because of our close proximity and our closeness to, you know, obviously the entire Mehta family and my family. And I would say when the kids started talking about this internship, you know, being the typical teenagers that they are, both Neil and Dylan, you know, initially they were doing everything they were doing was more about how can I become a better photographer? Or how can I make bigger films? Or how can I, there was a lot of I, and I think over the internship, and I can't emphasize enough that the calls that you guys had on, I think they were Tuesday evenings, were just amazing. And I was fortunate enough to at least hear some of them, because Neil would be on his phone or on his computer, and I'm just kind of dropping in every few minutes listening to these calls. And I think the transformation that I've seen in both of the boys, whether it's about their relationship, both of them have younger sisters, whether it's a relationship with their sisters or even their relationship with each other, and with us. One night in particular during the internship, I picked Neil and Dylan up from a Wednesday meditation at like 11 o'clock at night. And then I took them up over, they were like, okay, we're still super hungry, mom, take us out for dessert or get us something. So I'm like, okay, and we're driving. And one of the questions I asked Neil and Dylan was, you know, they're so different. I mean, for those of you who know them, you know that they have different personalities in many, many ways. And so I said, how do you guys work with each other? And Neil used this example, which really stuck to me. He said, mom, we're like soup. You know, if you want to make soup, you need vegetables and you need water. And they're two very, very different. They don't really have much in common, but you can't make soup without the vegetables or the water. So I'm the vegetables and Dylan's the water. And I'm like, okay. So I think, you know, things like that, I don't want to take up too much time, but just in general, the exposure and the ability to see them go through the inner transformation, like Dylan mentioned, every time they're now doing picture events and they're signing up to help people, there is so much more that I'm seeing in their wanting to help others and not necessarily be in the limelight, which, as we know at this age, is a really difficult trait to give up. It's very much intrinsic to our society. So I think that was a huge benefit that I've seen.
Wow. Really,
okay,
really?
And back to Neil and Dylan.
No, really, really well said. We have a couple of questions waiting, so we're going to go with that. And again, a reminder, if you have a question, just hit *6. We're going to go till about 10:28, so we have about 25 minutes or so for a Q&A part. So here we go.
Hi, Neil and Dylan. This is Audrey. I'm calling from Massachusetts, and I don't think I've met you personally before, but I've read a lot about you, and I loved watching the videos that you made. And my question was, what was one of your biggest challenges throughout the internship, and how did you learn to overcome it?
Great question.
I think one of the challenges was is the audio coming in?
Yeah, there is. We're having some disturbance somewhere, but
okay, just a second.
We're good.
You're good?
Yeah.
You're good? Okay, so one of the challenges I feel was doing all of the work, because, you know, I mean, I'm just saying this honestly, you would think that you know, it would be a simple thing to, you know, spread kindness and do the internship, but I am telling you, honestly, that is a lot of work. And it is definitely work that is fun. And I feel that's very important. Like I want to major in film, and I feel like the work that I'm going to do when I grow up is definitely going to be fun. And that is going to make me want to do more work. So same thing goes for the internship, and it was a huge struggle. I know for me, I don't know about Dylan, but just getting all of that stuff done was, yeah, but it was definitely a very fun internship.
Yeah. We definitely worked them, right, Amit?
Yeah. Thank you for that honesty, Daniel. That was great. Yeah.
We'll do one question.
I mean, you both don't have to answer every single question, but Dylan, if you have a response, you can. So feel free to jump in. Otherwise, I'll go to the next question.
Yeah, one question per each. One of us, is that good, or should I respond?
No, you can. I mean, just go with whatever's natural. You know, I mean, if you have
okay,
a response,
yeah.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so like Neil said, doing all the work was definitely very hard, like, you know, the weekly homework, and sometimes I would not get time to do it, or I would slack off, and, you know, it's definitely very hard, and it, like, leads us to be thankful to, like, all that Nipunpai and all that, like, Amitpai and Gunchen they do, like, they're so big up in, like, service space, and they've inspired so many other people. It, like, helps us understand all the hard work they do, like, you know, to inspire others, so it's definitely... helps us be thankful of that. So definitely the amount of work you have to do to help spread kindness was not as easy as it seems. Like, you know, you can't just like tell people, oh, be kind. There's a lot more work than that. You got to explain and, you know, you got to give examples and things like that. So like Neil said, that's definitely one of the challenges.
That's great.
Hi, this is Anne, and first of all, I wanted to thank you so much for sharing so much of your experiences and what I really hear when I think about my children and kind of how I can help inspire them and having that space for these conversations is that it's a lot of practice. It's practicing kindness, practicing, practicing, practicing. And the other piece that came to me, too, was from your kind of weekly assignments, you know, having to really devote that time to reflection and writing. And when you really, you know, I just know personally for myself, when I sit down and give myself that time, there's just, it's almost like I create time, too, for myself because it's so rewarding. And so when I think of my own children and kind of the challenges they have in their, you know, daily lives around, you know, whether it's social, usually it's a social situation, you know, how to inspire them with ideas, and you've given me so many here, so I'm so grateful. And I think what comes to mind too is when especially a teenager having to kind of step up and do a random act of kindness to create more of a connection, you know, it's very vulnerable. And I think for a teenager, that vulnerability is really difficult to step into. And so as parents, I think that we have to continue to model that kind of behavior. And every day I think about how can I model kindness, how can I model to my children and be in that vulnerable situation so they can see it, that how beautiful it is when you really can step into that. So thank you for your time, and your stories are so inspirational.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, I know that I wanted to actually say something because you were talking at the beginning about your kids and how they're in a class of seven kids, and you know, kindness is very hard to do. No doubt already. In a class of seven, it must be extremely hard. But you know, so I wanted to say that kindness should come naturally, and one way that you can do that is, or that they can do that is, you know, just to be surrounded by it in all of their like their whole time at home and when they're not at school. If you sort of surround them with kindness and generosity. And make you know make that connection, which I'm sure that you already do, being a mother. But if you just do that, then all this stuff will come naturally, and they'll get those values that will tell them that, you know, this is the right thing to do. And I think it's going to work out great.
Yeah. What I have to say is with like the advancing technology. That's kind of like some things that inspired me to be kind. Like there's so many videos out there and there's so many articles and there's so many great things to read about, like about how these different people come up with these radical ideas on how to be kind. So definitely like with the use of technology and like using the videos that are out there to like help people understand how kindness is like very great and how it can change someone's life kind of thing is what I recommend.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think also as in this class of seven, we, our school is adopting a social, well, I call it a social inclusion, but it's really social emotional education. And so these eighth graders are becoming mentors to the younger classes and really being, you know, available to sit at a peace table and be, you know, able to sit down with two children who are in a disagreement and really to hear them and be a voice for the younger children. I think those kinds of experiences in their daily school life has been really, really wonderful. And even helping the kindergartners learn how to knit, and the kindergartners will sit on their laps and they'll have their arms around them helping them knit. And I think just that kind of having that little child on your lap when you're a teenager too kind of brings you back to, you know, kind of that simplicity of what makes you happy. So I think, you know, you've reminded me around the trackable smile cards and maybe different things I can actually bring through this social emotional education program too to kind of keep these practice opportunities to practice alive in our community. And not only for the kids, but also for the parents.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
We'll go to the next question. And just a reminder, star six if you want to get on the queue. We have one other person after this. Go for it.
Hey, this is Praveen again from Mountain View. Yeah, so I was definitely surprised by the amount of work you got done. And it was like every week, every Wednesday, we used to meet them and they're like, oh, what a, this is the idea we have and we want to do this and next Wednesday it's already done. And like, you know, it is quite amazing the amount of work you did. And makes me think that, you know, sometimes we get caught up in like this whole assessment of, does this make sense? Is this like a good thing to do? How can I use my time better? And like, we think a lot, and it was refreshing to see Neil and Dylan just go and do it. And, you know, they move on to the next thing. So there is no, you know, this before and after. It's just do, which is pretty amazing. And that was, that's something that I definitely, you know, was inspired by. So maybe Neil and Dylan, if you can share, like, what was your day like, you know, from, like, you wake up in the morning and then what happens and, you know, like, how much of this was, like, structured and how much was it, like, unstructured and spontaneous and, yeah. That's my question.
So Neil and I, like, with our, like, lives over the summer as being interns at Charity Focus, we made sure, you know, we were who we are, and that's, like, the, like, typical teenagers who like to have fun, hang out with their friends kind of thing, right? So often Neil and I, we would definitely get up late because we were allowed to sleep in, right? So we would get up late, check our emails kind of thing, catch up with what's going on and respond and, you know, send whatever we had to send. We would have something called tracemyip.org on our websites, and that kept us going. Like, we could, like, see how many daily visitors we got on our websites and all that. So that was definitely very exciting. And, you know, that inspired us to keep on doing what we were doing, because when people are interested in what you're doing, you know, you want to spread your message more. And then just, like, you know, little things like hanging out with your friends and, you know, right, being able to talk to, like, your friends and just have a normal discussion, whether it's about kindness or just life in general. Like, that was very, like, awesome. And little things like just random things of, like, biking or go taking movies or, you know, taking photos kind of thing. So some of it was structured, some of it wasn't, but it's kind of like you just go with the flow and you just, like, let it happen as it's happening.
Yeah, so I think, you know, our day was very much, you know, if Dylan was probably at my house or I was at his house, you know, three times a week, I would say. And for the times that we were at each other's houses, it would be like a couple hours on the website and then like an hour for lunch and then like a couple hours on video blogs and specialty projects and then an hour on our separate projects, the ones that we had done separately, because we had a couple of those. And the whole time, you know, it was really, I felt like Dylan and I really bonded and became, you know, best friends throughout this whole thing. And it was a great experience throughout the whole thing. Specifically, there was definitely one day where we were going to the mall after our work to go hang out with friends, and then we went into the Bose store, and we were listening to music in the Bose store, and then we got kicked out. But then we came back the next day and we apologized for listening to music in their store, and we're still allowed there. That's good. But it wasn't really sort of serious, the whole thing. It was a fun sort of like you make your own assignments, but the mentors guide you type of internship.
It was very real.
Yeah, it was a very real internship.
Wow, man, you guys, we couldn't have like prompted you to give better answers. We have one last question. We can probably take one more. So if there is a non-shy person that wants to hit *6, you can get on. But I wanted to ask you guys a question before we go to the next caller here. And that question is, how – it's kind of a reflective one to ask to each of you. How has your relationship to your parents changed? Or how did it change over the summer, or did it change at all, or was it the same? Because we have connected with both of your parents, and they've both been at different points in tears describing some of the things around it. So I just wanted to know how you would describe your relationship to your parents, and if it changed at all or not as much, or even siblings, those in your house.
For me, kind of, everyone was like, who's this, like, new guy kind of thing? Like, what in the world is he doing kind of thing at first? Like, they weren't really used to, like, me doing so much kind of stuff and helping others, which I think they have well adapted to kind of thing. So, like, now my dad and I, like, he, like, promotes this very much, and, like, we have, like, some ideas of, like, doing nonprofits and all that, so it's, like, definitely affected them in a great way. And sometimes when I get mad, they'll be like, oh, remember kindness kind of thing. So like they responded very well to it. And like even with Son Auntie and Sunji Uncle, they've become very close to me. And like when Neil and I are in there, they'd always remind us, be kind and be generous kind of thing. So they're like their response was very positive, and they also reminded us that you have to keep up with school and all of this. So they were definitely like parents, and they were very supportive, and they were very helpful and very sincere about it. So that was definitely very great.
In my case, sort of, when I was first starting out, or like before I started, I think, my parents and I used to get into a lot more arguments about school and stuff. And I was always like, Mom, stop. I know what I'm doing. And it's, all of that kind of stuff. And then through the internship, I really learned tactics to get better at talking to people in a nicer tone and with more of an idea of kindness versus, just yelling and getting mad. So I think I've definitely toned down and become more like civilized kind of versus before. And I think my relationship with my sister has gotten a lot better through this, because now I feel like it's my duty to inspire her and continue the role of the older brother. And I need to teach her about kindness and so forth. And and even with my grandma, I mean, I have started to, even hang out with her versus like just saying, hey, grandma, what's up? It's more like, hey, grandma, what's up? How's your day? How's everything going? Do you want me to like do anything for you? Do you have anything to do? How were things when you were a kid? I feel so much more connected after the internship with everyone. And I, Dylan's parents have sort of become my parents as well. And I think it's like I have, a huge extended family now. And it's a great feeling.
thank you. That's beautiful. We have about 5 minutes left, and we want, there are two questions, so we'll go through both of them, but this is just a reminder to be quick.
This is Pavi, and really beautiful to hear the sharings. I had one comment and one question, and I'll be really quick. The comment was just, you know, just what a powerful thing it is to reflect on what if every 15-year-old had this kind of an experience. You know, our world would be such a different place. And the fact that, like, you know, Dylan and Neil are 15 now, 15 years from now, they're going to be the ones holding this kind of call and holding space for this kind of thing, this kind of transformation to happen. So that's awesome. A big bow to all the intern coordinators, you know, Kanchan, Amit, Nipun, like all the people who held space for this. The question I had, I wanted to go back to the soup and vegetable thing because I thought that was such a beautiful analogy, and I thought it would be great to hear quickly from each of you what it is that you appreciate most about the other person and how they've helped you grow.
Well, so one of the thing, or some of the things that inspire me about Dylan are, well, definitely one would be his hardworking spirit, because Dylan is always working, and I've seen that. And I'm like, Dylan, how do you have time to, you know, keep your grades up and do SAT and do internship and do everything? And I don't know how he, I still don't know how he does it, but it's very inspiring to see that he just, he gets everything done and he has a social life. It's, another thing about Dylan is I've really seen him grow through the internship as well. I have seen him go from, you know, like kind of dissing people at the Munder to serving water to like elderly people at the Munder. And, you know, really he's become one of a great guy, and he's one of my best friends, if not the best. And yeah, I love him.
Yeah. So Neil and I, like, I gotta say, we become like brothers now, right? Like, we're really close to each other, and we talk to each other about every little thing. So what I appreciate about Neil is like, he's very sincere, right? There, I have a lot of people that I know that, you know, they're very like people who try to impress kind of thing. But Neil here, he's just very, he's himself. And that very like got to me. And he's very like understanding. Like he always wants to help people. And like, he's very like laid back, and which I like, you know, he likes to enjoy his life and he likes to enjoy what he does and take it slowly and think about what he does kind of thing. And he does that very greatly. And he does that, like, take it slow at school, you know, go at my own pace kind of thing. There's so many like people excelling everywhere, right? Like, he's like, no, I need to go at my own pace. So he's very understanding about where he needs to be and what he needs to do. So I really like that. And then another thing is Neil's cinematography skills. Those are definitely very great. Like, he spends hours and hours and making videos and thinking about what he's going to do and like all his ideas that he does and all the like time and like effort he spends into like making these videos is just very great. So I definitely like that about him. And he's also definitely very hardworking, but in a different way, I would say. But it's great. Neil's a very great guy.
That's awesome. We have one last question. We'll go a little bit over if we need to. Just a few minutes. Just let everybody know. Go for it.
This is Lavanya. This is just amazing. It's very inspiring to hear you guys and the truth that reflects in what you've just been telling us. My question is about your writing, and feel free to just be really quick. That's okay. It's about what inspired you to write. Was it set as a homework or as an assignment, or did you guys feel like you had to write and sort of think it out for yourselves?
So kind of what inspired Neil and I would say was looking at service space and help others, and looking at those like great stories and like other people responding with smiles. So Neil and I were like, hey, you know, we're teens and we want to promote kindness in adults and also, you know, teens. So we decided to create our own website with our own blog and like post these articles on Facebook and let other people join us in our blogging. So that was like the other websites, I gotta say, were definitely very inspirational. And often, like, to like capture a moment, it's very hard to take video or, you know, just like recording. Sometimes writing about it is just a lot better than like just like making a video kind of thing. So Neil and I made sure we had a well balance of that. So the other websites that were out there and all the other ideas and stories people shared with us was what inspired me.
So at the beginning during the sharing, you said that you had a debate and you wanted to write down what you were convinced about. And I totally agree with that. Actually, at first, I wasn't really doing a lot of writing, and I felt like I needed to motivate myself to do that. So I actually told Nippon Bhai that I would like to get more assignments with writing in them. And so then Nippon Bhai, Amit Bhai, and Kanchan all like sort of assigned me writing projects. And, you know, everything that we've done through the internship has helped us in multiple ways. I mean, now I look at schoolwork and I'm a better writer, and I have a stronger vocabulary now. And I can also, you know, all of these different things that I've gained from the experience, I'm able to use. And writing is definitely one of them. And I definitely love writing and reading as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's very different from, you know, watching a screen, because you're actually having that sort of intimate feeling with yourself when you're writing.
Awesome. Thank you. This has been an awesome call. I think if you ask Amit Kanchan or I what we did in mentoring you, we probably wouldn't know. We'd be like, hey, you know, I don't know what we did. We just kind of were there. And yet, you know, these kinds of same thing, and the stories, hearing your stories, we get the sense that you did the same thing with other people. I mean, so many of the things, the ripples that emerged from it were not things that you were assigned to do or that you were planning on doing. It just kind of happened, like, you know, your relationship with your parents and like your relationship with your siblings and with each other and those that you don't know. And we never told you to spread kindness, and that was just, it just kind of naturally comes from within you. So I think it's the kind of thing, you know, you talk about generosity and compassion and empathy. These are not things that can be contained. You know, it's not like, okay, I'm going to do this and this is, you know, it's just from like 8 to 5, you know, it kind of happens all the time. And we saw that, and it was so inspiring for us who saw you through the summer so closely. And it's been great to have you continue that and for you to come back and share your stories. So really awesome. Thank you, Neil and Dylan, and thank you to all of you from around the world. We've already gotten a bunch of emails from Shire folks, not Shire, perhaps they just don't want to take the group time, but people writing in saying, wow, what an inspiring call. So Neil and Dylan, you guys have touched a lot of people, and I'm sure there will be some ripples back from this as well. So to close, I wanted perhaps Neil and Dylan could share a few final thoughts, and then Amit will share the closing session and lead us into a couple minutes of gratitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we have two things.
I think the first thing that we want to do is we want to tag someone real quick.
Oh, yes. Here we go. Kindness on the call.
Someone's birthday, so. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Raleighman. Happy birthday to you. So it's Nirali Bin's birthday today, and we just wanted to say happy birthday from everyone here in Cali and wherever you guys are logging in from. So that was the first thing.
And Nirali, if you hit *6, I can unmute you, and you just did that. Okay, so you can respond. Go for it. Nirali, you're on.
Thanks so much, guys. That's so sweet. I was going to say that I couldn't have imagined starting off my birthday in any other way. It's actually my mom's birthday tomorrow, so that's why she wanted to be on the call as well. We wanted a really good dose of inspiration to kick off our weekend. So I just want to share a really quick quote, actually, that I came across. Those who bring sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves. So I think that really exemplifies a lot of the folks on this call today. Thanks so much, guys.
So our second order of things was to thank our mentors, Nippon Bhai, Amit Bhai, and Kanchan. We just really want to thank you guys for all that you have done for us. And, yeah, Neil, go ahead.
Well, I really want to thank you guys, because none of this would have been possible without you guys. I really wouldn't be who I am without what I've learned from you guys and what I've seen you guys do firsthand. And I'm really quite thankful for that, honestly. I would love to do this again next summer while doing my SAT stuff too. And
I know, so, your mom's right there.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Amit?
Great. Thank you guys so much. I know you guys are as gracious as you are to thank us, but it's really Kanchan, Nipun, and I should be thanking you. I mean, this whole call, I've been sitting here beaming like a proud parent. Like, I just can't believe that you guys are 15 years old. To hear some of the things, and I've told you guys this too throughout this time, there are times where I've just been so blown away by some of your insights, the things that you say, and I kept thinking, oh wow, why couldn't I be like this when I was your age? And as Pavi very keenly noted, that I can't wait to see what the next 15 years and the 30 years and 40 years from here kind of brings for the two of you. You guys are truly an inspiration. And just for folks that don't realize that on the call, that so we used to have a weekly call with Neil and Dylan throughout their internship, and as their internship started to wind down, we almost felt like there was sort of a void, and we wanted to kind of continue this. And it was great, because one of the individuals that had been hearing about their internship was like, oh, do you guys have any 32-year-old interns? Kind of jokingly to Nipun and I once when we were in D.C., and we thought, why not? And so we ended up bringing on another intern at one point, and from there we thought, even though that Neil and Dylan have to kind of focus on their duties at school and whatnot, there's no reason why this sort of weekly inspiration can't continue. And so the reasons that we have this call every single week is really comes down to Neil and Dylan for the inspiration that they shared with us weekly, and it allows us to kind of co-create the space together. So a very, very big thank you, Neil and Dylan, for just being the two wonderful people that you are. And a big thank you to everyone on this call for holding this space for everyone. And so with that, wanted to just close with a minute of gratitude for this call and for everything that we have in our lives.
Do a minute of silence. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to put this on off of mute here. What might be great is if all of us on the count of three get to say thank you, Neil and Dylan. That would be great. So we're all unmuted now. And so on the count of three, one, two, three. Thank you,
Neil and Dylan.
Welcome.
That's great.
Nipun, if you can just give, if people that are living there in the Bay Area, if you can give them some details about tomorrow, their talk, if you go on an opportunity to meet Neil and Dylan, and maybe pick up one of their cool tracks.
Yeah. Actually, for local folks, Neil and Dylan are going to be sharing videos and stories and photos at the Berkeley Monastery tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We'll send out details by email as well. But for those that are local and can get on there, and I think Dylan has made some trackable smile cards as well. So that's going to be everyone's assignment after the talk. Everyone goes out and does an extract of kindness. So that's the plan tomorrow. And thank you, guys. Thank you all for joining in. Thank you, Neil and Dylan. And Sonar and everybody else. So thank you guys. We'll be in touch. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.